I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chatted with this next guest. We were in beautiful Las Vegas. He was nice enough to stop by and say hello, and he's nice enough to join us today. One of the best in the business, Tim Kirkjian from ESPN. Talk a little baseball. Tim, how are you?
I'm well, fellas. How you doing?
We are doing very well. I think people are getting excited about a football game around here. Can you understand something like that? Weird, right?
No, I haven't understood football since they went to the nickel package.
That's what I like to hear.
Have no idea what a bubble screen is. I grew up watching football in the 60s and the 70s when guys played like every down on offense and every down on defense. And now I have trouble keeping track. What is a factor back? Does anyone know what that is? Because I don't know anything anymore. I used to know the kicker on every team in the NFL. Now I don't even know the quarterback on all the teams. Not even close.
Well, that's all right. You make up for it in spades on baseball. Tim, let me ask you right off the top here. Padres, Dallas Keuchel. We've heard it, or at least I've read it on a bunch of tweets. You know, I don't know how true any of it is. It seems to me the longer this goes, maybe that the better the opportunity that the Padres might be able to sneak in and snag this guy. Do you think there's any possibility a big name like that could wind up in San Diego?
Note my hesitation. Yes, there's a possibility. My guess is he's going to go somewhere else, and yet I'm not sure where else he's going to go. There's so much misinformation out there,
yeah.
So much good information out there, it's really difficult to sift through. But the bottom line is this. If the Padres want to become a formidable organization, they're going to have to start adding some veteran players with some experience. Dallas Keuchel would fit perfectly at the top of their rotation. He's precisely what they need on this free agent market. So, yes, I think there's still a chance there, but he's also the best free agent pitcher out there at the moment, and all sorts of other teams are looking for another starting pitcher, and that's why I'll go for the field as opposed to the Padres here.
Tim, I have to ask you a question because I need you to kind of ease the tension that is building. I look at this free agent class, and I look at last year's free agent class, and there's just not a lot of action going on. And we've seen the prices come way down. We've seen the money come into the game, make a record since 2010. What if I had asked you to put a percentage on the likeliness of a strike here, January 10th, 2019? Could you put a percentage on it right now?
Yeah, it's pretty high, Tony, and I'm worried about this. Look, I covered the 81 strike. That's how far I go back with this stuff. And I hated every second of every labor negotiation. They are so difficult to cover and to get correctly done. And I think that's where we're headed at the moment. Now, there's plenty of time to get some good feelings going between the union and the players. And we haven't had a work stoppage in nearly 20 years, which is over 20 years, which is great, great news. But I'm worried that with this latest, what happened last year in the free agent situation, and again this year, and some other issues out there, that I'm just praying that the two sides start working together, and I mean now, to make sure there isn't a major labor issue several years from now.
Tim, when does the collective bargaining agreement end?
Well, we've got 3 more years of peace, and then things really start to get dicey. And that's what we're all worried about, is the union and the owners have been so good together and so tight in making sure we don't have another work stoppage, and yet I just don't sense that we're there at the moment. But I repeat, there is plenty of time to start to put this together, but if they're going to wait to the last minute, as so many of the really bad labor negotiations went, We're going to be in for some big trouble, and I just hope that's not the case.
All you have to do, Tim, to predict this next work stoppage is wait for the Padres to jump into first place. That's when the next work stoppage is going to happen. I feel the 94 Expos all over again, just waiting for the Padres, because obviously the next two or three years is supposed to be when they're good.
Yeah, that would be that would really be cruel if that were to happen. And yet, you poor people in San Diego, I know that's the way you're thinking these days. And that Expo team in '94 was so good, and that basically ended baseball in Montreal, because that team never got a chance to play in the postseason. And what if that team had played and won the World Series? I think you can make a legitimate case baseball would still be played in Montreal today.
Yeah, I wish it still was. Tim Kirkjian is with us from ESPN. I don't know if I'm not into the gambling aspect of this stuff, but I do get a little bit of interest in the over-under numbers that are put up by Las Vegas, because I think it kind of gives you a little gauge of what people are thinking. And the Padres number to me is very, very high, Tim. 77.5 wins for a team that hasn't won over 77 games in 10 years. And a team that won only 66 last year, hasn't really made any wildly significant offseason moves. Why do you think the number is kind of where it is? Why would the perception be that the Padres are going to improve by that much this year?
Well, I just got back from Vegas, and believe me, nobody, but nobody knows less about gambling than I do. So I'm not the right person to ask about this, but I'm with you. I think 77 sounds a little bit high, but let's face it, the Giants aren't very good and haven't gotten better in the offseason. The Diamondbacks have gotten worse, clearly. The Rockies haven't done a whole lot to get better, and the Dodgers haven't done much to get better. So maybe you can look at it and say this is a divisional situation. It's not as good a division as it was 2 years ago or even last year. Maybe it's coming back to the Padres, and maybe the people in Vegas who beat me at the $5 blackjack table the other day, which is my speed and no higher, maybe they see that this division isn't that great, and they see all these young kids on the way for the Padres. I don't think they're ready for 2019, but we'll see.
I'm with Tim, though. I want to find that $5 table. I can't even find that one anymore.
I was about to say, those are hard to find,
they
Tim.
Are,
you must
man.
Have been on the lookout
you
for those.
You got connections.
No, I stink at Vegas. I was so bad. I played blackjack for like 4 hours, and I won like $6. It's like the biggest waste of time ever.
Tim, I gotta ask you about the top of this free agency class. Obviously, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are the two jewels out there that everybody wants. Supposedly, there's a mystery team in on both of these guys. Do you happen to know who that mystery team is?
Yeah. No, Tony, I don't.
Now, I figured you did.
Good.
I have a bunch of teams that you could throw out there. Maybe the Braves jump in and grab somebody. Maybe the Nationals, who are very sneaky, go in and get Manny Machado. I'm not suggesting for a second that any of this is going to happen, but I'm always a little leery when I hear about the mystery team, because rarely does a mystery team come from nowhere and suddenly have $300 million to spend. But yes, I've also learned that just when you think, yeah, these are the teams involved, never be shocked when somebody else comes from someplace else. But again, when we're talking about this much money, I'm not buying wholeheartedly the whole mystery team factor.
How much money do you think is going to wind up going to Harper and to Machado in this market, based on Tony's earlier question? And how much is it going to mean toward kind of the immediate future of baseball, based on how much these guys end up getting?
Well, I think they're both going to get roughly $300 million, maybe a little less, maybe more, but I wouldn't say significantly more. And again, this is all just based on things I've heard, but what you hear today changes an hour from today. That's how it works. But they're in a different category. They have tremendous resumes. They're 25 and 26 years old. They're just kids, and they have big futures ahead of them. This is not a 34-year-old free agent who wants to be paid until 38. these are 26-year-old guys who want to be paid until they're, you know, 32 or 34 or even 36. That's a much better deal when you're talking about guys with this kind of ability, this kind of resume, being this young.
Tim, how is Oakland reacting to this news about Kyler Murray? I mean, obviously they took him 9th overall. They had come to an agreement. They signed on the dotted line. But now it seems like he's having some second thoughts a little bit about the NFL. How is Oakland handling all of this?
Well, I checked on this today, and obviously they would love to have Kyler Murray play baseball. That's why they picked him with the 9th overall pick. But they also knew all along they are dealing with a two sports star, a great college football player, and maybe they didn't see him winning the Heisman, but they had to see how dynamic an athlete he is and how he's more advanced in football right now than he is in baseball,
yeah,
especially given the skill requirements as opposed to the athletic requirements in each sport. It takes longer, and Tony Gwynn Jr. knows this as well as anyone.
Certainly.
It takes longer to learn how to play baseball than it does to learn how to be a great football player when your athleticism runs the show in football and your skill level runs the show in baseball. So I think they would love Kyler Murray to say, look, I'm going to play baseball only, but how can you not at least look at football when you could be starting, in theory, on opening day in the NFL next year, whereas you pick baseball, chances are you're going to open an A-ball in Stockton. I'm not sure there's a real decision to be made there when you look at it that way.
Touché. Tim, it is a great pleasure to have you on the show. Really look up to you and your work, and fun to have you with us. It was nice of you to make time for us in Las Vegas, and nice
Absolutely.
Of you to make time for us today. Enjoy the rest of the off season. If you need a little help on the nickel package, our producer Scraby said he'd send you a definition, and you can get ready for the playoffs this weekend. But thanks so much for
thanks,
talking
Tim.
With us. We love it.
Okay, my pleasure, fellas. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.